next weekend.
Okay. What about if somebody had been to see you? He came to see you not this last Sunday, but the one before that. You'd say he was here.
Weekend before last.
Or say if a man, or you had company at your house from about the first of the month to the 15th, you'd say that he stayed about
2 weeks, half of the month.
Right. Do you ever hear people around here use the word fortnight?
Fortnight. Well, very seldom you hear anybody say fortnight.
To mean about 2 weeks or something like that?
Now fortnight. Usually mean you might say the night before last.
Hmm.
You say fourth night.
And that would be the night before?
Yeah.
Last.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Say if, let's see if today is Friday, that means that Saturday will be
the next day, the weekend.
Right. In other words, it's, well, not yesterday, but it'll be
tomorrow.
Okay. What about if you were walking along and you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody?
So what's the time? What time have you, or something like that?
Okay. And he'd say, well, just let me take a look at my
watch. It used to be time older people. They could tell good because they didn't have watches during that time. No way to look up at the sun. When you look up at the sun, he could tell you just about what time it was.
Did you ever do that?
Well, no. Yeah, we're very seldom.
Talking about the time, say if it's midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you call that?
Damn.
Well,
damn.
Just say during the kind of early morning hours.
Or if you had to give them an exact time, if it was midway between 7 and 8, you'd say why?
About 8, 7, 8.
Okay.
Quarter to 8, maybe.
Right.
Mm.
What about this expression? See, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite
some time, or quite a while.
Okay, I'll ask you a few things about the weather. Say a man might go outside and look at the sky and say, well, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Okay.
Thunderheads sometimes, they'll say.
Right.
Some people can just look up at the cloud back at years 9. It don't be as thick as it is now, just cloud, you know, once in a while.
Yes, ma'am.
And say the thunderheads rising, probably gonna rain. Get back, son. Mm-hmm. Get back. I'll get so close on that.
What about if it's a day, you know, when there are not too many clouds and the sun's just shining, just the kind of day you like?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of day would you call that? You might say, well, it looks like we're gonna have a
beautiful day. Or a nice day.
Right.
Some people say nice. Some people just say beautiful.
Okay. What about if it's, you know, a day like we had a couple of days ago when, you know, it was all cloudy and having a lot of rain and lightning and all?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's overcast, you might call that?
Oh, overcast is stormy weather. We having some stormy weather.
All right. What about, you know, if the clouds begin to get thicker and thicker, you figure that you're going to be getting some rain, you say the weather's doing what?
Clouding up.
Ever hear people say it's threatening or something?
Threatening the rain, right? Yeah.